Welcome to the Business Success Network podcast with me, Stacey Calder, helping you to grow yourself and grow your business with tools, tips and techniques. It is Stacey Calder from the Business Success Network and Magazine and the Business Success Podcast. And we are into the second of our Women in Business mini series special. So it's not going to be just me today, is it? Because when we talk about women in business within BSN, we always think of our sub editor, Claire.
Hello.
Hello, Claire. For those of you that didn't catch the intro where we introduced Claire to BSN and to the podcast, Claire, give them a quick run through of who you are, what you do, and all those delightful glitzy things that you are.
Yep. So when I'm not busy working for the Women in Business magazine, I run Sparkles Gift Boutique, and we create hand decorated, personalised gifts for any occasion that you can possibly think of. And there is a lot of glitter and rhinestones thrown onto things as well. So it's super sparkly and fun.
Absolutely. So Claire came on board a few months ago now. She is heading up all things women in business. So when we were talking about the magazine and we were talking about the community, we said, hey, why don't we do a women in business mini series for the podcast as well? Because we do love some mini series on a podcast. We had one recently about marketing assets. And so it made complete sense that we got some absolutely awesome powerhouses on as well. So without further ado, Claire, we are going to introduce.
Yes, we have our next person. We have the fabulous tech savvy Jo O'Neill.
Good
tech savvy. There you go. So, but we're not really going to talk about tech today, or are we?
Yeah, maybe a little.
So when we've got our 10 business success pillars, if you like. If you're not aware of them, have a look on the website. Everything we do within the podcast, within the communities, within the magazines, they all kind of fall under these 10 pillars. And I just said to you, Joe, which one do you fall under? And I thought you were going to say kind of stuff around outsourcing and things like that. Straight away, you were like, in there, marketing, hit me with it. So that's kind of the theme of today while we're, you know, discussing things, and your top tips are going to be based around marketing. So if you're struggling with marketing, wow, there's like a trio of marketeers here that can help you. So let's get cracking. Joe, tell everybody, I feel a bit like Cilla Black, who you are and where you come from.
Okay, hi everybody, I'm Jo, and I run Brightcat Business Solutions, which is a online business management, virtual assistant, social media, and more to come business. We deal with all your tech, your marketing, and your admin, as well as now actually helping you shape your business. And yeah, most of the work I do is marketing, because people either don't know what they're doing or just don't want to.
And that's definitely the thing, isn't it? I think when you start in business, you have the bit you're really passionate about. So Claire and her sparkles, you and marketing, but myself and just shouting about people really and all that kind of jazz. But there is always jobs that you don't want to do. You know, my biggest one, accounts, hate it. First person I outsourced, accountant, you know.
So that was the first thing I did as well.
I don't mind doing my own accounts. It's the social media for me.
Yeah. So everyone has things that they don't like, or like you said, can't do. And that's where you step in really, isn't it, Joe? And you love the stuff that people don't particularly like sometimes.
I do, yes. I mean, I'm the annoying organised person that gets sort of a bit tetchy if people have got messy inboxes. Yeah.
Do you know what? I get that. So mine is not perfect, I'll be honest, but it is not as bad as some people's. And I'm sitting here with a name in my head now thinking, I could really out this person. Because, you know, when you look at someone's desktop and there's just a sea, and I'm going, what is it? And even she has no idea.
Oh, God.
So I'm almost itching to get on there and create folders for them.
I'm that person as well, which is why I've added the online business management, because I want to get in there and do it and sort of be that go-between between like other freelancers and staff and the business owner. But, yeah, for the last 2.5 years, it's been fully focused on marketing.
Amazing. So, and I suppose when we talk about marketing, especially when you've got lots of clients and you're doing their marketing for them, it can be really easy to forget about your own. But But you are, you're on it all the time. I see, you know, even yesterday, I think I logged into Twitter and the first thing I saw was you, and it's like, ah. Yeah.
I like to practice what I preach, but there have been occasions where I will drop the ball, and it takes me months to pick it back up again. So I try to keep a good few months ahead of myself, which adding in some new services and a shop at the moment, I haven't been able to, but after that, I will.
Yeah, I have to say, you do really well at keeping up to date with your marketing, because I always notice it. And it's like your posts with the images or your blog. And I'm just like, I need to be as organised as you are.
Or outsource it. It does take a lot of organisation. And obviously, my client work comes first. So, yeah, there are occasions where that slips a little bit. But if I tend to do it in monthly batches, so it's only one point in the month I need to actually think about my own stuff, except my blogs, which go out every 2 weeks.
Do you know what? That's a really interesting point, actually, because I remember somebody saying to me when I said exactly what you did, my clients come first when it comes to social media stuff and things like that. But actually, if you do yours first, and I'm just going to suggest that if you do yours first, actually, you know you've got to get your clients done. So you always find the time after to do your clients.
Very true.
For me, I know if I'm sat in an evening and I've done my clients and it's just mine to go, you might think, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And then tomorrow never comes, does it? So,
no, that is how I've dropped the ball several times. But that's like, I like to keep a good month ahead of myself, because then if I am struggling on time, it doesn't matter.
Amazing. So we're going to come to you for some top tips in a second, Jo. But you do quite a lot for other people. You know, you were saying there's VA stuff, there's even business, you know, management stuff now, clearing inboxes. What is your favorite task then when you are, you know, if you had your ideal client, who would they be? What would the task be that they want you to do?
I really enjoy editing websites and sort of just tweaking them, uploading blogs, sorting out any sort of issues.
I'm sitting there going, I did.
Hang on a minute. Joe, you think you found yourself a new client there.
No, my web designer would kill me. He gets mad if I...
he would. Afraid,
to be honest. Chris,
but you'll be like, Joe does this, but you do this as well.
He messages me going, send it to me, please. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, just don't touch it.
They're very aware that, you know, you call yourself tech savvy. I'm the person that I'm outsource savvy, I would say.
Yeah.
It's always a good way to be. I've learned that to outsource. It's, if you don't know something, outsource it. So, Jo, what would be your top tips on
marketing? Number one, consistency. And there's sort of two points to that. Consistency in what you're putting out and when, but also with your branding. Everything needs to be recognisable as you, whether that's having your logo and everything, certain colours you're using, certain text fonts, and sort of the consistency in the message. So it sounds like it's coming from you. Even if you've outsourced it, the person you outsource it to needs to find your voice, because otherwise no one's going to be engaged. Number two, different approaches. Don't just focus on one thing. Social media marketing is obviously a big one. Email marketing, ad spends if you want, and just things like blogs, your website, it's all marketing. It's all your shopfront, especially if you're an online business. And it all has to be consistent together and actually work together, but that you shouldn't be doing just one thing. Use it all.
I love that. And you talk about consistency, and I love the way you broke it into two parts there, and you spoke about branding. And I can't tell you the amount of times that you click on a Facebook page and it's blue, and then you go to the website and it's pink, and you think, am I even in the right place here? So 100% get what you are saying about colours, about fonts, about just the brand in general, making sure you've got your logo on it. Really, really key there. And I think that's where you are practicing what you preach when you talk about consistency. I said a minute ago, you know, I logged into Twitter and I saw your tweet pop up. Well, I saw it because it had your logo. It was branded. It was in your font. And am I right in thinking you've had a bit of a rebrand lately, a bit of a,
I wasn't quite happy with my logo, and I've used it for over a year now after a full rebrand. And it's like, that's the one element that's not quite right. So I got the lovely James Mossop to have a chat with me and redo my logo, and I love it now.
Your logo is absolutely brilliant.
And do you know what? I think that's really important as well, because if you don't love it and it's not quite sitting right with you, the chances are you're not going to be loud and proud about it. You're not going to shout about it. And so I love the fact that, you know, you haven't gone full on, you know, rebrand. You've just changed the elements that you wanted or needed to change. Yeah. And I think that's really key. Is you see some people that think every few years they've got to have this big rebrand, but actually you've also got to remember that your existing clients will be used to your brand.
When so, when I did a full rebrand in 2021 in April, but my current logo was a light bulb and I wanted to keep that element, and I was looking at keeping the colours. I dislike yellow, so I went for orange instead, and it was close enough and sort of moved it enough that it was different, but also the brand I'd built, it kept sort of flowed along with it. Mm. So I'd agree with that.
Yeah, it's like your brand's gone on a bit of a journey. It hasn't completely changed what it is. And
yes,
it is confusing when people change them up and you're like, okay, do you do the same thing? Are you the same person? Yeah, it's all a bit confusing.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I think, you know, Claire just talked about a journey then, and we all go on a business journey, and actually the business goes on a journey, but so do we. And so what was fitting for you and your business at the start as you grow? And I know, you know, we've talked about business growth, Joe, because you are in, you just mentioned it then, you know, what you started off as, I think when I first met you, was I'm a VA. Now it's kind of I'm a VA, I'm a tech savvy VA, I'm this. So you found your niche and you're moving into it, and your business and your branding reflects that, you know, and it's been brilliant. It's been a brilliant process to watch. And I would say to anyone, if you want to go and have a nosy, go and check out Jo's socials or her website, because, you know, to look at someone who is evolving their brand all the time, it works really, really well. So consistency there, number one with two parts. Yeah.
Yes, number one with two parts, consistency. Number two was, I can't remember now. What was number two?
I love this. And isn't it I'm literally stalling now, Jo, while you think, by the way. So feel free to interrupt me.
What was it?
I'm quite good at filling, but I can only go so long. So, yes,
we what did. What was number two?
Came on it. Let's just think of another one, Jo, and throw it at me. I love it. I love it. This is what three quite possibly bonkers women. This is what happens when you film a podcast. Now, we've been filming this morning, Claire, and actually, Jo, we've had some outtakes, I'll be honest, which nobody will get to see, hopefully, unless Gary Jones, who's editing it, decides to throw it out there. But this is the main bit, so we can't outtake this. So me waffling while you're thinking of three tips here.
Well, I've got a tip, even though I can't remember what the second one was.
Carry on, carry on.
What's the next one?
Consistent in your text. Make sure it's in your voice. I say, even if you outsource it, but write from the heart, because then it won't be boring. And at the moment, unless it's a blog, not too long. Don't waffle.
Nice. Get to the point kind of thing.
Yeah. Hello everybody, I'm Jo of Brightcap Business Solutions, and I want to invite you to come see my website at www.bright-cat.co.uk. On there you will find all our services that we provide, as well as our brand spanking new shop, which I am currently adding to. And currently you can buy a chatbot for your website, your Facebook and your WhatsApp. So come check us out and see what we're about. And you can also book a call if you'd like to chat about any of our services. So come on over.
You know, you talked about your tone of voice there being really important. And I absolutely agree, because there's nothing worse. And that actually goes into kind of the clothes that you wear and everything you do as well, Jo. I think you'll probably agree. There's no, you know, if I suddenly, you see me every week, for those of you that are watching this on YouTube, you know, you see me kind of smart casual, leggings is my go-to, maybe some funky branded tights that I was showing off earlier. So if I
say some funky tights.
They are some funky tights. I was going to grab them, but I'm scared that like all the stuff here might fall on me in my office. But if I suddenly then rocked up to a networking event in a power suit and a, you know, a blazer, you'd be thinking, is that Stacey Calder? Is that someone else? This doesn't match.
Yeah.
You know, the whole kind of the feel on my website of kind of business juggling, mum, parent, whatever, suddenly then is like, hang on a minute, well, who's this corporate businesswoman coming in? And I'm part of the corporate, I'll be honest, not anymore.
When I started out as a VA, I tried to go for the corporate look, because that's what I thought a VA should be. But it's not something I've ever enjoyed, ever. And I'm always uncomfortable in it. And it just made, because I'm an introvert, walking into a room even worse. So during lockdown, I actually went, no, I don't care. I'm just going to be me. You know, T-shirts and like chinos. Then I got my hair dreadlocked. And he's like, no, if you want to work with me, you're going to get me, because it's a close relationship.
And I think that's the important thing in any business. People do buy from you. So, yeah. You know, if you were to turn up in a suit and blazer and all that, it'd be like, people would tell that you're not comfortable with it and you're not yourself. So, whereas I get to see you on, like, especially when we've done Zooms together and it's like the birds are in the background and, you know, you can't get a word in edgeways because they're always talking, you know, but that's...
You know, I have to say, they're being very well behaved on this podcast. So, Joe is somebody that I met through networking, and I'm really pleased somehow through marketing tips we've managed to get onto the subject of kind of introverts and, you know, what we're comfortable in, because this is what the business success women's space, if you like, whether it's the podcast, the magazine, the community, this is what it's all about. And there's been several comments and posts in the community about being comfortable. The awards was a classic. You know, we had Edwina in the group was saying about, I'm not wearing a dress. And Joe, you quite quickly popped up with, hey, neither am I. And yeah. I quite quickly popped up with, hey, there's no expectation to wear a dress. You know? I know it says that time, but you absolutely wear what you're comfortable in. And if I'll be honest, you know, me rocking up in a corset and a skirt, I should have took my own advice. It's like, wear what you're comfortable in. And I spent all night thinking, oh my God, am I boobs gonna fall out of my dress? I can't believe I said that on YouTube, Spotify, and I'm like, what am I doing here? I knew at some point we would get onto the subject of boobs, and it's me that it comes out of my mouth.
Of course.
it is marketing tips, I promise you, listeners, I promise you it is. Because it is, you work so much easier, don't you, when you're comfortable.
You do, and you actually allow your personality to show.
Absolutely. So I know you know, Bright Cat Business Solutions. I've seen your cats walking across your desk. I have seen your birds, or I've heard your birds, you know, cheeping and whatever. I was going to say clucking, but that's the wrong term.
No. They're so much part of who I am. They are in my branding. I've got avatars of all of them, and they're on my website as the team, as well as in all my social media posts.
And that's brilliant, because it gives that side to you. And, you know, people that, you know, it could be animal businesses, it could be animal lovers, whatever it is, actually, they get to feel that they know you, and that you'll understand that, you know, you're not going to worry if their cats, let's face it, during lockdown, how many cats' bottoms did we see walking on Zoom? My kitten had a habit, it would jump up from kind of here, and it would jump up and over me and end up sitting, I'm talking about boobs again, on my boobs.
One of my cats does that. All of a sudden my chair will fall backwards and she'll go straight over the top.
Yeah. And, you know, lockdown has given us many things, but it also gave us many cat moments. But I think it did allow people to see those people behind the businesses. You know, they heard my bulldog snoring under the desk where I've drowned it out. You know, they heard your bird's called Mango, isn't it? One of them. So
Mango and Billy, yeah.
Mango and Billy, cheep in. Oh, I'm going to be doing
it's normally Mango. Billy's normally asleep with his head down Joe's top if he can.
No, other way around.
Oh,
Mango likes to sleep in my T-shirt.
I know it's one of them.
While Billy will be noisy and try and talk at me.
And Claire's not getting away with this either, because during lockdown we heard, you know, Ricky's screaming at the football, the telly. Yeah.
Dylan would come and interrupt if he's getting
Dylan would come in and say goodnight. So we have
just jump up.
George, my youngest, you tell him I'm on a live. In fact, I'm really surprised he's not ran in and come and sat on my lap and, you know, said hello to the internet today.
Because normally he does jump in and get involved.
That's what he was doing. But this is, you know, this is what women in business have to go through every day, not just in lockdown, but even coming out of lockdown. So, Joe, you're right. You know, your tips around marketing, around branding, around consistency, And you know, from that then also letting people, so we've talked about stories, and I think that's a real theme with women in businesses. Women don't share enough of their stories. And you're another person that's been really good with this. And I think potentially it's quite, you said to yourself, an introvert, it's quite hard for introverts to share their stories. And Claire touched on the, in the introduction, she was saying nobody would be bothered about her story, when actually we all get inspired by Claire, by you. And this is why we wanted to do this podcast. So yeah, thank you for sharing kind of your tips and your stories and all those kinds of things. I think it is.
As an introvert, she was another one that got involved in the award so much. And
Yeah, absolutely.
You shared your story through your blog, like how it made you feel. And
I'm going to say this, actually. I'm going to out you here. But I think your blog on the awards was just the best blog I've seen from the awards and that kind of thing, because you did. Don't ask me where my one is, because I still haven't done it yet. Again, it's I do what I say and not what I do, right? So there you go, folks. You go to an event, you enter an awards, you blog about it. I know that. I told Jo to do it. She did it. I didn't.
It did take me a couple of weeks to do it. It was on my list to do for a few weeks.
I'll be honest, though, I did outsource video and photography, so you got that. So, yeah.
But, yeah, it's once I sat down and started writing, it was fine. It was just starting it and sort of recalling all those emotions and the thoughts and what was happening.
Hi, everybody. It is Stacey Carter from the Business Success Network and Magazine and the Business Success Network podcast. And I'm here today to tell you about our Business Success for Introverts Day. This is a whole day spent with me and a few other introverts, where we will look at all the things that might stop you from running your business as effectively as you could. Because marketing for introverts still means you can market your business. It still means you can get on that stage and you can share your story. So that's what I want to help you guys with. It will be based in Leamington. It will be face-to-face. We will be in the room together. So if you want more information on that, please go to the website businesssuccessnetwork.co.uk and look for the Introverts Day. Thank you. And so for somebody that wants to write blogs then, what's your, you know, you were just saying just start it. Once you started it, it's okay. Is that a top tip there? Give them maybe, you know, block out some time.
I would block out some time. I write several blogs at once. Because once you're in that space, it's easier to write. And I'd have the topics. But yes, spend some time, sit down, decide what you're going to write about, and make sure you're in sort of that right headspace to sort of let out what you're talking about, or like focus if it's something on your expertise, and just sit and write. And it will flow eventually. If it's not working after a little while, change when you're doing it.
Nice. And so do you find you're more productive at certain times of the day? Do you kind of schedule your diary around that? Because I know some people, they get up at the crack of dawn. I'm not a fan of this 4 a.m., 5 a.m.
No,
club, I'll be honest. One of the biggest things I used to say is I did not go self-employed to get up and go early morning networking. Some people love it. That's not me, and that's okay, right? To have your own.
Yeah, that's okay. As a rule, I'm useless before 10 a.m. But in this last week, with everything being hot, I've actually worked overnight and gone to bed while it's been hot, and I can't think. But yeah, I'm an evening nighttime person. I will quite happily sit and work overnight, and late into the evenings, and I'm not good on mornings at all. So yeah, I'd say find out when you work best. Work then.
Brilliant. I love that. And this is the whole women in business thing, that support group, because there are women out there, bless them, that think they've got to be everything to everyone. You know, 9 to 5, you've got to be working, but you've also got children and school runs, and you've got a boss, and you've got this, and then you've got, you know, committees and everything else. And you know, you shouldn't be working in the evening, because that's when your wife or partner or your friends, and you just think there is so much that your head's going to explode. Whereas actually, when you feel comfortable in yourself and with your own schedule, and you learn to say no to people. I think that's huge.
Yeah, that is huge.
Let's learn to say no, I can't do it. Which, you know, ladies, at the minute, you two come to Wine Wednesday and I will make one, I promise.
Yeah, it's all right, we'll just keep harassing you until you come.
Yeah, that's fine. That's exactly what you do when you're in network.
Oh god, yeah.
So, yeah, keep harassing me, I will make it to one. It's just like everybody's busy.
Life gets busy.
I really thought, like, you know, my birthday month out the way, the awards out the way, like, oh, life will get back to normal again. It's still on that busy kind of roller coaster, and I'm like, what? Where's my hours in the day going? And yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I was chatting to my PA this week, actually, Anna, God love her, and I said I did take a day off on the Monday after the awards, but I realised I'd kept saying to people, let's just get to the awards, or, you know, June the 18th. Once that happens, things will quieten down. And they have
booked everything else in.
The momentum's kicked in now. So everything's going on, podcast day, magazine, all this. And actually, it got to the point where I was so grateful for a long weekend last weekend, because it did just make me go, it's 4 days with the family, which can often be more stressful than work. But it's like, it's okay. I just need to stop. But then, if you're anything like me, the creativity starts kicking in and you come up with loads of ideas. So, you know.
Joe, yeah, I said at the beginning of this month, it's like, oh, it's going to be a quiet month. And I put in a lot of my stuff to get done. It's not been a quiet month at all.
But that's great, isn't it? It's great. We're busy and we can't moan. I know, like, you've got a lot of ideas around growth and things like that. You're jumping on my mastermind with me, and you specifically said, it's about growth, ready for 2023. So I'm really excited to hear what your plans are going to be for next year. I'm almost tempted to say, any exclusives? Do you want to drop some little hints?
Yeah,
tell us something we don't know, so that I can go and shout about it, that everybody has to listen to this podcast.
Well, as you know, I said, as of next month, I'll be adding in online business management to my repertoire. I will have a shop where you can buy various services or various templates. Later in the year, my husband is joining me in the finance section, so we'll have a bookkeeper on board, and I'm building a team of VAs.
Amazing.
I love this.
So I asked for one exclusive, and I think we got about three there.
But you've got a lot going on.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen in the next 6 months.
I'm excited to see all of it.
And can I just point out that it's not that's what we're aiming for, that's what we're trying, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think that's another top tip there, Joe, without you even realising, is the positive talk, it's the belief.
Yeah, not like, oh, we're going to aim for this, we are doing this, and this is our deadline.
No, I spent 2.5 years going, I'm going to aim for this, and I've just about managed. No, I'm going to do this.
Can't wait. I cannot wait to see it. And we will get you back in 6 months' time to see. Just how much you've done, and absolutely. Yeah. We have talked for 27 minutes. I said we would. I said we would not do 20, didn't I? So I have been Stacey Calder. Claire.
I've been Claire Napper.
Joe.
And I'm Joe O'Neill.
Joe, what I'm going to do now is I am going to say thank you very much for your top tips. If anybody has any marketing tips or any comments for Joe, please do leave them in the comments section, or alternatively, go and find her on social media, go and find her at her website, go and say hello to her cats and her birds, because they're amazing. Thank you, everybody, for listening. As I always say, if you are not yet in our Business Success Network UK group or our Business Success Network Women in Business groups, do go and find them on Facebook. Just search them. You'll know they're there. You'll see both of these amazing women in there. Joe, I'm going to ask you one last question before we go. What does business success look like to you?
Being able to provide the life me and my husband want.
I love that.
Love it.
I always end on that question, because everybody has different ideas, different opinions, and there's no right or wrong. So thank you very much for joining me and Claire today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please leave us a review. And until next time, I'll see you soon.